gosh. Okay, we're recording now, so good to go.
Call the order, roll call. Sean here, Wilma,
Here.
Stacy,
Here.
Jason.
Oh, here.
All right, Pledge of Allegiance. Salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Second. Jason, second. Roll call, Sean. I, Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Jason.
Aye. Do
I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll
Motion.
motion.
Stacy's
But
first.
I have
Jason.
an addition. I have a thing
Go
on the
ahead.
consent agenda that is not correct.
On the agenda or the consent agenda?
The consent agenda.
What would you like to change?
There is the quarterly complaint summary is from 1/1/26 to 3/1/31/26, but it's signed 12/31/25. So we need to
Katie?
remove it and put it something.
I have already corrected that. But
Okay,
it's
listen.
not corrected in your packet.
It's not correct, but it is then going to be correct.
Katie has already made the correction.
Okay, then
Yeah,
that's fine.
I've already made the correction.
Okay,
Yeah.
thank you.
Katie, will you make sure it gets added to the packet to update it online?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, I just want to say I'm really excited about the new pathway, the sports medicine. That's very rare and I think is needed. Yeah.
Oh, did Stephanie tell you about it?
Yes.
Okay, it is cool.
Okay, roll call. Sean, I, Wilma,
Aye.
Stacy,
Aye.
and Jason.
Aye.
I wasn't. Who seconded the consent agenda? Jason, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'll keep writing too.
Are there any public comments?
No, not
Okay,
here.
reports, board members.
No.
Executive directors in writing, finance report, also in
And can I
writing.
just
Oh,
say
whoa,
what I'm going to say something.
whoa. Okay.
Stacy pointed out some things, and I earlier today, thank you, Stacy. I just was in a boat where I couldn't do much responding.
That's fine.
It says UPK, the universal pre-kindergarten is the label, and it really should have said universal design for learning as that caption, because that's what it talked about in the paragraph under. So I missed, I do recycle it from month to month. I just keep that format and then change the topics that I'm reporting on, but I missed changing that. Was there something
But
else?
didn't we talk about that last month? Because, see, last month I didn't know what UPK was and we explained it all. So, is there something about universal UPK,
Oh my
the
gosh,
pre-K?
UDL and UPK are confusing, right?
Yeah.
Universal design for learning was something completely different of what we do in the classrooms, right? And
Yeah.
universal K is the fact that we have TK and K and that whole process for littles.
So, is there something new with that? Is that why there was that?
It was a while back that you guys talked about it, right? The early TK, I think, is what she's
Yeah,
thinking of.
there's nothing new.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure.
I just
Sorry.
had the wrong title on
Okay.
that section.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on executive director? And
Nope. Thank you.
then financial report, same, right? In writing
Yep.
and program reports as well. Any questions on any of those? All right. Information items. 7A, CTE pathway presentation, Aaron Christian, 10th grade.
Okay, so we, Jenny is out front with her son and some camels. Correct. So the presentation, I'd like us to walk out front and we're going to have a camera on it, Stacy and Portola, so you can observe.
Thank
Try
you.
to walk into our church and walk.
Let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
Miss Kasaya and Sarah, it'll just be a few minutes. Somebody's going to show their CTE pathway, and then we'll get to you guys in a little bit. So you should mute.
Okay. Can you see everybody there?
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, Aaron, do
Yeah.
this, Aaron.
Hi, my name is Aaron Christian, and these are my, not my camels, but camel, Creature and Shere Khan. Creature here is about a 45-year-old dromedary, and Shere Khan is just turned 13, and he's a back trained. I have these guys here to show you them for my CTE pathway that I've been doing for the last 2 years. Been doing it for about 4 years, but I've been tracking the hours for the last 2 years, where I've got over 200 hours, I think. And yeah. So Shere Khan is a backtrain camel from around like Mongolia area, up in the colder mountain deserts. And Creature is from the Middle Eastern area, the much warmer parts. You can see the humps. He has two for the colder climate. You need to hold more fat. It actually holds fat, not water, so that they can use it up instead of eating, so they can go a lot longer without eating than most animals. And then you can see the calluses. They have the two up front on their legs. They got two up front on the back and two on the back of their back feet. And they have a big heart-shaped pedestal on their chest for when they lay down. That's when they cush. That's usually what you make them do when you get on them or whenever you want to get to the top of them because they're so tall. A lot easier than trying to jump up there. She is not used to that. She's actually an old ride camel. So he got her about 5 years ago, and she was being used for rides where they would lead her around in a big circle. And she's used to that. So people would just get on the stairs. Right now, they're actually charging about $20 a single person for just a little circle for a ride. I was working for somebody for about a week up at Fair who does the exact same thing. So I got this shirt, the guy who runs the Pacific Northwest Camel Company. And he was charging $20 a ride per person with two camels. And with these guys, they can hold one person up front and one person up back. So that's about $80 for a packed house for just going in a little circle.
I would want
I like what people in the Middle East do, but it's a lot more comfortable if you sit in the back.
the
Yeah,
front.
I think so. I've done both. People will put their legs up here. I'll kind of cross them and put them on the neck. But I've ridden back in front on one of these guys. I've been led around on her, but she doesn't know how to free rein correctly. She hasn't been taught because she was just taught to be led around. But the other one that we bought with her, we bought them both pregnant. And the other one that we got with her, she can now ride pretty well. So I've ridden her on back and front. And then I've ridden him. And I've been led around on his brother. His brother is he's a really, really good worker. He moves really well. And need to be a lot.
You ride him in the middle.
Yeah, that's where you ride the back things, right in the middle. You can ride them bareback, which is what I usually do, or you can put a saddle on them that kind of just fits right there and evens out the middle of their. So he doesn't usually have one of those because he has a really comfortable middle part there. But his brother, his hump is actually almost straight up. So it's kind of like a V in the middle there. So you almost have to always put the saddle on him unless you want to have your back really straight, which I've done before. I was led around on him like that. But the camel that I've ridden most of the time, I put quite a few miles over him. I stopped counting. I think we hit like 20, and then I stopped counting after that. But I used to ride him a lot, and he just recently died. But I think a lot of people here might have seen him. Him and Creature here were at Doyle Days a few times, and we go to a few other, probably about six events every year, plus other little things every once in a while. But yeah. Other byproducts in, when you're looking at careers, there's plenty of byproducts for camels that make tons of money. Their wool, pretty much the finest wool on the planet. You can't get almost anything better. I don't think I have it, but he's falling apart. You can just pluck it right off him.
Oh.
But when it's clean, I think it was selling, they were selling little plastic baggies of them for about $20, and they were clean. So you can make tons of money off that. Another major byproduct would be their milk, which I've tried. It's interesting. It's definitely not popular for its taste, but there's a lot of health benefits in that. There was a ton of studies about how it cures all sorts of stuff. And some people were trying to use it for an anti-venom, which apparently works because in the deserts, they're really, really, they can be affected by a lot of snakes. Apparently, they've just grown so used to it that in their milk, and there's something about their tears can actually be used as anti-venom. But let's see.
Any questions?
We about done?
I have a question. How old will they live? Like, how long do they live?
The normal age in really good captivity is about 40 to 50 years. And
Okay.
creatures pretty close up there, yeah.
Yeah. What actual pathway were you doing? You don't have a camel pathway. You do
No,
now. We
no,
do
I
now. No.
completed the animal science pathway, and this is my last project to be able to get that cord.
What is your plan?
My plan?
Yeah, we want to go. Where do you want to go with this, Mr.
So,
Aaron?
ideally, I would love to have a breeding herd and be able to give rides and all the byproducts, plus an untrained female brown Bactrian or dromedary, just like her, sells for about 10,000. So there, you can definitely make money on them. The only issue with that is that you have to have the money to get into it first. So
Or know a guy.
optimistically, I'd like to be able to do that as soon as possible, but I'm going to need the money to be able to start everything up first.
I have another question. So, when you harvest their hair that you said, do you like shave it like sheep or?
So we do shear them, usually yearly. She's
Okay.
the last one to go, so she looks really good still. But if you look at him, he's falling apart. All of his under is coming off. And what we're gonna do is we kind of pull up the wool stuff, you know, and we cut the longer hairs that attach it underneath with a sort of like razor, big razor like that. And we just shave it all off, and it comes off in a big pad.
Oh, nice. Thank you. You talked about putting 200 hours in on the project.
Yes.
What was composing those hours? What were you doing?
Hey, so there was a lot of stuff that I couldn't prove. Like, I didn't take pictures all the time, but we looked at the main pictures that we could actually see were mostly events. So the main one is up at Grace Church in Reno. We take two of them there for 4 days during Christmas, 2 weeks in a row, and we do quite a few hours there. And then I stay the day in Reno, and we usually take them to Cabela's before, because they got the pens out there, and people always come out and see them and stuff. So that's the main thing, would be that and other events. Like, we do, I think they're calling it the spring something,
Wing, I don't
spring
know.
event out in Susanville. It's also a chili cook-off. We usually do that every year. So we do events like that, and that's the main things that I've done on there. The other things would be a little bit of training, just feeding, camping, riding, all sorts of stuff like that.
Said the female was pregnant. Where's the baby?
So we actually have two babies right now. One is about, I think she's coming up on five. No, I think she just turned five. I think she's coming up on six. And the other baby, she's a hybrid between the two different people raising your hand.
Because I have a question, you're done.
Oh,
Trying to be
okay.
polite.
The other baby, the youngest, she's only a few years old, and she's a hybrid between the two. She's the biggest so far. She's taller than the boys with the two humps, and she just has a little tiny divot in the middle.
So, do you AI them or do they get, do you breed them naturally? Like, you know, traditional, whatever.
You can, I mean, but we don't. We've never done that. He bought her and the other one like her. She's white. Her name's Ayla. He bought them both while they were already bred. And
Okay.
then just recently, actually just like a week ago, he bred Ayla again, the other white one that he bought with her. So she should be pregnant. But what he does, we usually rent a bull or send him off to a bull, because all of
Okay.
his boys are gelded.
Okay.
Yes.
You said the baby was five. How long until they're full grown?
About 8 years is when they're fully grown. Yes.
Can we also pet them?
Oh, yeah. Sure, afterwards. Anybody can come and pet them, and we got treats you can feed them. And
How do you feed them correctly?
so a lot of people, the first thing to hold your hand open like this.
He's
But
gonna be thinking you're tricking him.
yeah.
Or
So if you hold your hand open like
maybe.
this, they'll actually go with their lips and kind of grab the whole hand, and they don't know what to do. But the correct way to feed them would be like that, or she'll just grab it with her lips. She's really gentle. The other ones, they love food a bit too much. So they'll slobber all over your hands. Sometimes it freaks people out, but they don't do that.
Yes, Morgan, would you
Thank
take
you.
over so I can go get some cookies for
I think that we need to gather back to our meeting. Thank you, Erin. Well done.
Well done, mister.
Thank you.
All right, and these kids want to pet it, Erin, so don't you be going anywhere.
Let's gather your suits.
Do you mind holding that for Jenny? Yeah, thank
Let's put them.
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Yeah, he's the shortest out of all.
being impressed.
Nice. Morning. Here, let's try.
I think your mom's got some stuff here.
Not in person. I
like
to taste the beef.
I
the best meat.
Wow. That was interesting. Thank
Very
you.
That was great.
Yeah. You all want to own one now, don't you?
No.
That's a lot. Case of the count. I'm feeding animals that I don't eat.
Okay, moving on. 7B, planning for Chesapeake Gymnasium.
What I really was hoping that we would be doing is getting a board member or two who is interested in working with a team from Chesapeake, some of the staff there, and maybe parents, to really talk about what we need to do. So I think it's time to start moving on developing that gymnasiums.
I would love to do that. I'll do that. I mean, I'm here.
Yes.
But if somebody else wanted to do it, but
I think having two people would be great. So
I've never even been to that campus. I mean, the building is there. It just needs to be revamped for.
And they have quite a building, actually. I went the first time.
It needs a lot of work, though.
I was there for the negotiations of the building, but
yes.
I've never been
inside that one.
I'd like to check it out one day.
Yeah.
So you're saying I'm going to be part of that team?
Well, what does that commitment consist of?
I don't know. Stephanie, what do you think that would consist of?
I think, Jason, if you want to come check it out, you're more than welcome. I won't be there the rest of this week, but I'd love to have you come take a peek and see. It's pretty extensive. Needs it's pretty damaged, so I don't have the answer.
I don't think it's that damaged, actually. In the grand scheme of things, I think it's absolutely doable for us. I think it needs to be done in phases, where there's a restoration of the actual gymnasium, which is in great shape, but it is the adjacent rooms to it. The bathrooms need renovation.
Yeah.
And those are on the first floor. And then there's a whole second floor with classrooms that has more damage to the ceiling, where there have been a leak, which has been since repaired, right? But you have pieces hanging in there. We came across a dead raccoon.
It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
I'm scared of those things, you know?
The smell was definitely rodent. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I don't recognize this smell. And we found it. There it was.
And I said, why are we going any further?
So you got your two.
Yep.
All right.
Well, check it out. I want to know what the commitment consisted of, because it's like a weekly thing. There's
no, I take a couple meetings just to make a plan to be able to come back to the board
right
and say, here's what we're going to do. And
I'll swing by next Wednesday. We'll be in town all day. So.
Perfect.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Jason.
Set a reminder before I forget.
All right. 7C, student proposal to amend the school dress code.
So A group in Portola had been, oh, I think that's who's on, who's joined our meeting.
Who is that handsome man?
Girls, it is now time for you to turn your camera on and unmute and do your presentation.
Hold on, it's not letting us turn our camera on. It did this with Miss Pinkston earlier too. Oh, now it's on. Okay. Okay. This is our
Wait, we have to introduce ourselves.
Oh, so my name's Sarah.
My name's Kasaya.
And this is our dress code amendment proposal.
You're starting.
You're starting.
Okay. While schools claim to promote professionalism, a restrictive dress code is actually acts as an unnecessary intrusion on students' rights to express themselves. Our clothes are an extension of our identity. When you take our style, you take our voice. We believe, oh, wait. We would like to change the dress code policy to allow hoods, hats, and pajamas. We want a professional environment, but the culture has shifted in what that looks like, and so should our dress code.
First, comfort plays a big role in learning. When students are comfortable, they are more likely to pay attention or and participate. Hoodies and pajamas are comfortable and practical, especially on cold mornings or in classrooms that are cold. Hats can also help students feel more comfortable, especially on bad hair days or when they simply want to feel relaxed. If students are uncomfortable because of strict clothing rules, it can distract them from learning.
Second, allowing hoodies, hats, and pajamas helps students express themselves. Clothing is one of the easiest ways for people to show their personality and style. Some students feel more comfortable wearing hoodies, hats, pajamas, and more. We believe that boys have the power to behave and make the girls not feel uncomfortable because of how they dress. When we can't dress how we want, we are not confident. Confidence leads to better participation in class. School should support individuality as long as clothing is appropriate and not distractive or offensive.
Finally, strict dress code rules can sometimes create unnecessary conflicts between students and staffs. When students get in trouble for wearing hoodies and hats or pajamas, it takes time away from learning. Teachers and administrators can instead focus on more important issues like academics and students' well-being. Relaxing these rules would create a more positive environment and reduce unnecessary discipline.
In conclusion, schools should consider changing dress codes allowing hoodies, hats, and pajamas. These items help students feel comfortable expressing themselves and staying focused on learning. A more relaxed dress code would create a better school environment where students can succeed academically while still feeling like themselves.
Are you girls done?
Yes. Yeah.
I
Good
get
job.
it.
Thank you.
So are hoodies just not allowed at school?
Just not wear it in the classroom. You
The
can
hood
wear a hood.
on.
Yeah, it just can't be
Oh.
on. Is that what
Oh,
you're talking about?
Oh, go away. We have
Oh,
Yes.
go away. Sincere.
Are you talking about wearing your hoodies in class?
Yeah, and hats and pajamas. Yeah.
Yeah, they just think, can they have their hoodies on while they're in class?
Kasaya
They can wear them to
and
school, but
Sarah,
not take them off.
what grade are you in? I'm just curious.
Eighth.
I want you to know your presentation, your actual presenting of information and your case was really well done. Congratulations on
Thank you.
thinking and delivering it.
Way to be proactive, ladies.
All right, I have two questions. One, can you define distracting?
Like short shorts and tops that cut too low and your like stomach showing and no
So,
midriff.
things that are too revealing would be distracting, you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you be willing to do a pilot program where we instituted it and we checked scores to see if they went up, down, or stayed the same? Because your whole premise is that comfort leads to results.
I don't know what that means.
It means that we would put it in place and we would study the test scores and the grades and see if they stayed the same, they went up, or they went down.
We would test it.
You test your theory.
Your claim is by having a hood on and a hat on in class will make you feel more comfortable in a learning environment. So if that's the case, then you should get better grades, right?
Yes.
That's part of your argument?
Yeah, I think we might look into doing something like that. Just a test run.
To have a pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe test run.
I have a question also. So you said that being comfortable, and let's use the pajamas as an example. Tell me how wearing pajamas would boost your confidence. You said it would boost your confidence and respect.
Well, because I feel like when we're comfortable in our comfort zone, then we have more respect and we'll feel more confident. Because when we have to show up to school wearing jeans every day and like sweat or like in like jeans, it could be uncomfortable for people, and then they might just not want to do anything.
Are sweatpants allowed?
No.
At school?
Yes. Sweatpants are not allowed at school?
Are they? I've never worn them.
Yes, we have.
Oh.
I believe sweatpants are allowed.
They are.
So you guys just want to wear pajama pants. Like I just woke up out of bed in my final pajama pants and go straight to school.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna talk and we'll get back to you girls on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can we leave?
Direct me to do a little investigation or consider
you and I will talk. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll come up with something.
And just so you know, our process for dress code is done annually through the student handbook. So we would be bringing that to you. Any updates in August? So we got a little time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Girls, thank you so much, and you are good to go.
Thank you. See you tomorrow, Mr. Morgan.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Yep.
Okay. I don't think they lack confidence at all.
I gathered that as well.
And can I just ask, Jared, how did this come to be?
He's still muted.
I actually do not know because these little girls came into my office, would that be 2 or 3 weeks ago? And they're like, Mr. Morgan, we need to, they read the same thing to me with a couple tweaks. And they're like, we want you to change it. And I said, well, I don't have that authority. However, we could make you come to the board and the board will at least hear you out and consider it. And then there were a couple things that I made them pull out and tweak a little bit. And we went back and forth and they were all ready for it. Like this was all them.
Okay. Thank you. So you might as well be
shocking.
So the next steps would probably be for them to actually write and insert into the current dress code what they thought should be in there. And then it would come to the board and we would either yes or no. I mean, I'm not saying you couldn't do
we do a pilot first.
A pilot, yeah. But then that would be.
That's in the midst of me. Pajamas.
No, that's what I was just thinking. I mean, this isn't warm.
But I'm not a kid either. You know what I mean?
I believe you and I had words over hats in the past.
Well, I took my hat off when you come in here.
They were good words.
So the other thing is, children don't get dress coded very often for pajamas here, but there is a lot of times where I walk into a room and I stare at them until they take it off and they're like, oh, sorry, we forgot. So the hat and hoodie.
Oh, I was going to say. He's a jerk.
I'm just curious, what would your input be?
I really do enjoy, I don't like have any kind of like reason for this, but I do enjoy having my hat or like whenever I have a beanie on in class, it just makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah. And you think that you would get better grades if you got that?
I have no clue. I'm just saying comfort would go up. Maybe mood would go up too, because the more comfortable somebody is, the better their mood is. And maybe like based on how comfortable or how uncomfortable people are without their hats or hoods, they might be they might even behave better if they're comfy.
If you remove your hood, we'll hear your phone. I just didn't see
I also think pajamas is a good idea, just nothing like too revealing and stuff. I feel like being more comfortable has a more happier way, like it has a more boosting mood environment, which can stop kids from literally breaking the rules a lot and just snapping at teachers. I feel like comfort is a good thing because some jeans are very tight and it's just like, well, no, we can't wear like something that's comfortable. So I mainly just wear these type of stuff because like I'm trying my best not to wear tight jeans because honestly they're very uncomfortable. So the pajama thing, I hear out and I feel like it's a good idea. The other one, the hoodie and the hat thing, the hoodie and the hat one, not so much, but the pajama one, yes.
I have a question. Who was just talking and are they wearing their hood right now?
Yeah, my daughter and I joke with her and said, you're gonna have to remove your hoodie to talk. Yeah, you got Derek. Wait till he comes back. I'll give you her full name.
That's a let's come back around.
Interesting. Portola, you're gonna need to unmute for what comes next.
Now we have these questions. How are they being
I don't have a
problem.
I'll say they emailed them to us. Oh, I just have
so it. These were questions we've used in the past.
Yeah. It's not really that.
Are these our two candidates here?
These are our two candidates.
No, I mean, so are you asking, or is Sean doing everything? Ooh, all right. Well, I'm not worried about this. I wasn't sure if it was one question.
Okay. The one in the green, will you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Herbert. I was a teacher at the Portola site for the last 6 years. This is my first year not teaching. I had twins last May, so oh, I am now a stay-at-home mom.
Well, I'm going to ask you five questions, and then I'll ask the other guy five questions.
Lucy,
and take your time. And if you need me to repeat, just let me know. Okay, number one, talk about your background, focusing on jobs and experiences that prepared you for taking a position on the board.
So I previously worked in some medical fields because I was going, and my plan was to be a physical therapist after college. And then I decided that I really loved teaching. I was a TA for various classes in college, and I really loved that aspect of it. So then I started to pursue education, and I got my master's in elementary education, and I started teaching here about 6 years ago. February of 2019, I believe, is when I started here. And then I've taught here, and I started at the high school level. And then I, as teachers have retired, I worked down to work with the littles, and that's where I ended, was working with TK through 6th, 7th, 8th-ish. And I really loved working with the littles. It was amazing. And I have 4 kids now. I worked up until my water broke last year, and then I rushed to the hospital to have my twins, and I have been a stay-at-home mom ever since. So yeah.
Okay, thank you. Number two, what skills, connections, resources, and expertise do you have to offer and willing to use on the behalf of Long Valley and Thompson Peak?
So this is similar. Yeah, I think I bring a unique perspective because not only is my oldest entering kindergarten next year, so she will also be a student here. So I'll bring a parent perspective, but I'll also bring a teacher's perspective just because I was a teacher for so long. So I know the basics of what it takes to educate children and what they need and the requirements there. And then, but I also care about the school's progression and the way that it goes because my kids are here and they'll be going to school here. So I care about its quality of education, and I care about the direction that it goes because it's ultimately going to be helping educate my children as well.
Very good. Number three, what motivates you to take on the role of a board member?
The same as the last two answers.
I was
All right,
thinking that
number.
was wrapped up in that.
What do you think are the characteristics of a great board member?
I think being open to communication, open to new ideas, and being able to look at the big picture of things, because there's a lot of things that you have to look at that aren't necessarily just right in front of you. You have to look at long term, especially when it comes to the longevity of a charter school. And I think that's probably the main ones I would say.
Okay. Last one. Do you have any concerns about joining the board?
Not particularly. Just eventually, I would like to become a teacher at Long Valley again. So at some point, I would have to step down if I do get on the board to hopefully be a teacher again.
Okay. Thank you very much. Will you introduce yourself?
Lucy?
My name is Lucy Kreff.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Talk about your background focusing on jobs and experiences that prepared you for taking a board position.
Well, sorry, all of a sudden I can't talk. I just need to say that I applied for the board because I wasn't sure if anybody else was going to. I've had the opportunity to serve on boards many times over the years, as you saw in my thing. I'm currently serving on the Plumas County Office of Education, Local Child Care Planning Council. So I've had a lot of experience with boards and things, and I've always really enjoyed it. I think Jackie, though, is probably your better candidate. I would be happy to serve if it doesn't work out for Jackie, but she's awesome. She was my kid's teacher, and I think she would do a great job for the board. And I'm not really calling any of you old, but you have to admit that sometimes it's nice to have this younger version. Their perspective is a little different, I think, sometimes.
You want me to continue with the other questions?
I know, I kind of put you in an awkward position. I really think that Jackie is far more professional than I am. I'm an old dog that you have a hard time teaching new tricks as far as communication and computers and all those kinds of things nowadays. But I mean, I'd be happy to help in any position that you needed help with, or if you have if you ever have a need for a sub, or not a sub, but an alternate board member or whatever. I don't know. Some boards have alternate board members, so anyway.
Okay, well, thank
Now,
you.
Lucy didn't tell you
Yep.
that I was her kid's teacher long ago.
Okay. All right, Lucy, thank you. You made that
Okay.
easy.
Okay, well, I'm gonna stop for the rest of the meeting anyway, but yeah.
All right, I appreciate you. Okay, here we go for action items. Action items 8A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the Portola board member effective immediately with the term through 12/31/28. Is there a motion for Jackie?
I'll make a motion for Jackie to open the
I'll
session.
second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I've never seen one candidate endorse another
That's
candidate.
awesome.
Too bad our county can't be ran that way.
Well, not just that. Too bad that any time a board position's open, there's this many candidates that want it that are qualified to do it.
Yeah, that's
This
right,
is a
Aaron.
good sign.
It's good. And I'm
Okay,
kidding,
roll.
Jason.
Wilma,
Aye.
Casey,
Aye.
Jason. All right. All right, Jackie, it's you. So we have to swear you in. Jared, get on the score.
Stand up. Hold your hand. Stand up. Hold up your hand. Read the script.
This right now? Okay. I,
Right
Jacqueline
now.
Herbert, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Thank you.
Yay.
Welcome to the board.
Welcome.
Thank
And
you.
there's a place for you to sign, I think, on that document,
Yes.
Jackie. You'll give that to Katie. Thank you.
Okay.
So she's live. She's live now. Oh,
She's
yeah.
live now.
All right. That's good.
All right. 7D, discussion of possible action regarding approval of DMS Business Services Agreement 26 through 28. I move to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Jason, any discussion? Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Jackie?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Item C, discussion of possible action regarding approval of extension of lease for Portola offices 26 through 27. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? I'll
Second.
second. Any discussion?
I had a question.
Okay,
So
Stacy's.
is that
Second.
storage or what is that space?
The Portola office?
Yeah. Is it
That's the office space we
the office
lease.
space, not
That all
the,
teachers
okay.
meet where they're
Just didn't
sitting right
remember.
now.
Okay.
Right.
And we're only doing it for one more year then, so
To align with our, because our
renewal.
charter, it
Oh, to align
terminates
with the
at the
dates
end.
of the charter. Got it.
Right.
Okay. That's what threw me. I'm like, why are we only doing it for one year? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't
Okay,
want to
so
go.
what happens at the end of 2027? Portola goes away?
Well, let's hope not.
Oh,
No,
okay.
it's
Okay.
renew.
But right, you have
Yeah.
to renew a charter,
Right.
Oh, okay.
which is going to be my major task after June. When I officially retire, right, and stay on, I will be working on renewing the charters. And then we can go back to the owner and do another lease that better aligns with it. I just didn't think we should be
Yeah,
leasing
thank
something
you.
beyond that time period because we still have the potential for complication being outside the county.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Jackie?
Aye.
Item D, discussion of possible action regarding approval of discontinuing ELOP. Is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
I'll
There's and
second.
Wilma. Is there a discussion on that one? Okay. Roll call, Sean. Aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Jackie?
Aye.
Item E, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updating Portola receptionist to receptionist parent educator. I'll move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. Was there anything in there? I didn't have anything in my board packet about this.
Documentation. What we would do is when they sign an agreement, it's going to have both job descriptions.
Okay.
It's not like some new unique thing to approve, just that on our list of positions,
Okay.
we have one that's called a receptionist, but we really need them to do both and tutor kids and work as a para.
Okay. So is it that there is it that we're losing a para or we are gaining a part-time para and
We're
receptionist?
gaining a
Okay.
part-time. Our
Great.
current receptionist is retiring. This is her last year with us. So
Okay.
as we were determining what to do, Katie's going to help in that front office some more. So we don't actually need the full-time person to be a receptionist. We could really, the kids are doing really good with the high-intensity tutoring, and we just want to offer more time for that.
So the overall hours are the same, right? Okay.
Correct.
So would that be a full-time position and they're just doing both things separate, or is that part-time?
Currently, that is set up as a part-time position. It's 29 hours a week.
Okay.
Elle, you'd correct me if I was wrong, right?
That is correct. Most actually, she only works 28 hours.
Okay.
Okay, roll call, Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Jackie? Stacey.
Aye.
Item F, discussion of possible action regarding approval of Doral 8th grade overnight trip to Manteca Wolf Lodge. in May of 26. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll
Oh,
second.
second. Oh,
Do we
Stacy
have
got
Jakey
it.
or Sean? Sean?
Sean and
I
Stacy.
don't care.
Special one.
Well, we do have a little bit of discussion.
Okay, no. Gotta hear one reason why. And somehow.
Just walk over there to him. Okay. So you can stay and see him.
Run sooner.
Right here, sit. You'll get picked up by the camera as you start talking. Okay.
Thank you. Everyone has time. Okay. My name is Elena Engram. I'm an eighth grade. I'm here to present the approval for the eighth grade field trip. The eighth grade overnight field trip. It is overnight, and with our current budget right now, we are actually under budget with the cost, so we have extra money left over.
Where are you going?
We are going to the Great Wolf Lodge in Manteca, California. Okay, we are buying two rooms for 12 students and three adults. We have three adults chaperoning, and two of them being certified staff and one of them being a parent. One of the rooms is for females, one of the rooms is for males.
Will each student have their own bed?
Yes, each student will have their own bed. For both rooms, we have the deluxe kid cabin with six wolf passes. The wolf passes are stuff that get us access to the water park, bowling. There's also a jungle gym.
Bowling or bowling?
Bowling.
Okay. There'll be no bowling.
No, of course not. So we also, the gas costs, we are taking two vans, will be $400.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
On the way there, we will be stopping for some sort of fast food. And then after a dinner time, we will be getting food from Costco. The travel time is 3 hours and 53 minutes.
I'm curious why your eighth grade class chose to go here.
The eighth grade class has been going here for the past,
this is the third year.
Yeah, this will be the third year going there. And from what the other classes said, it is really fun.
So it's a tradition.
Yeah, pretty much.
The new tradition.
The new, yes, I like it.
That we love.
Enough for Mississippi to go to.
We love that we're not doing Great America where you can't track them all. I just love the new tradition.
Do you guys have any questions?
What staff members?
We have a question on
who's chaperoning.
Who's chaperoning?
Miss Amy and Miss B.
And then we have one of the parents, lady parents or male
parents. One of the male parents is also chaperoning. Any more questions?
In the back.
I have another question.
No, you can't go.
So if one of y'all get lost, what's the protocol there if one of y'all gets lost?
Yeah. So if we lose a kid, yeah, then they're now property of Great Wolf Lodge, and they start picking them out from underneath tables and seats and chicken bones in between mattresses and walls.
They won't get lost.
We are stationed all over the place to watch them. In the event of that, we will find them.
Any more questions?
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to recuse myself from this vote. I don't know if I should be voting on it.
I don't see a comment.
I don't see a...
No conflict.
Well, can you take her sister too, so I got the night off?
No. That's our folder. One and staff member, and they're all caps.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't give away her sister like that.
All right, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
No, yeah.
And Jackie?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated salary schedule effective 7/1/26. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on that? Roll
Can
call
you
sign
guys
I will.
briefly, sorry, can you briefly summarize? I didn't get a packet for this. So can you just briefly summarize what's changing?
What I'll do. L in the pack. L, go ahead.
Yeah, so I reviewed the surrounding area pay schedules, and in with the minimum wage, what we have to pay. And so I redid all of the pay schedules across the board to be more competitive so we can gain qualified staff and also to retain our staff throughout Sarah County, Lassen County, and Plumas County.
Perfect. Thank
Yeah,
you.
and in the board packet were the printouts of all of the salaries in those different schools and those different counties.
Made for a big packet, but I think all
Yes.
that is important for you to see.
Yes, very,
And
yeah.
Jackie, we have different rules for labor code that apply to us as a charter than the regular districts do. So we have a requirement for our certificated folk, our non-exempt folk, non-exempt exempt folk, to receive at least double the minimum wage. So as minimum wage keeps going up in the state of California, we have to increase what we're paying our teachers, basically.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
Good
then
roll
this
call.
does also take our administrators and lower the amount of days that they need to work, right? We're going to 210 for everybody.
That is correct.
Okay.
And again, that's a result of having reviewed surrounding districts, and that's what they're putting in. So.
Okay, so what about like Elle, who does the financial end of it? Will she be working like continually all year, or is what do we do for those few months or those few days?
Yes, so I would be continuing to work year round.
Okay.
And so I would get 2 weeks of vacation, quote unquote. And then the other days I would just put as extra duty to get that pay for them
Okay.
days that I worked.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, roll call. Shauna I. Wilma,
Aye.
Stacy,
Aye.
Jason,
Aye.
and Jackie.
Aye.
Item H, discussion possible action regarding approval of updated employment agreement. Is there a motion?
I
Wait, move.
motion.
Jason first, Stacy second. Is there discussion on that one? Okay, roll call, Shauna I. Wilma,
Aye.
Stacy,
Aye.
Jason,
Aye.
Jackie.
Aye.
Item I, discussion of possible action regarding approval of school pathways agreement from 27 to 29. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion on that one? Roll call, Shauna I. Wilma,
Aye.
Stacy,
Aye.
Jason,
Aye.
Jackie.
Aye.
Okay, we're gonna go for a very brief break and go into closed session. You gotta go off to
Okay, so we're gonna clear out this space. Jared, are you and Katie able to leave the room and leave Jackie in there?
That's what we're doing. We're heading out.
Perfect.
Hey, for the item B of the closed session, is there a printout I was supposed to have or anything like that? Am
Hang
I?
on. Stacy, I'm trying to figure out how to stop the recording.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You have no.
Hey, we're back in open session at 6:41. We have.
We need them to come back.
Oh, they're coming back.
Yeah.
I'm always in a rush.
Yeah,
We
Barbie.
know.
There he is.
We're used to it by now.
This your fifth? Okay.
Okay.
How many certificated and how many? That's a good point.
34.
34 certificated?
I think it's 34 not certificated,
Right.
27 certificated.
Okay.
Yes. 34.
34 classified, 27 certificated.
27. Okay, reportable action, 27 certificated and 34 classified staff we've offered agreements to. The executive director's contract, which covers 2 years and provides an annual salary for each of the years as follows. Year one, 138.98. Year two, 134.171. The contract also provides for a 210-day work year with the same health, sick day, and holiday benefits afforded to all full-time employees. I would also note that the annual salary is in line with the compensation comparability provided to the board. And then we're adjourned, right? We're adjourned at 6:43.
Awesome. It was even a
Thank you,
big
guys.
Packet, and we got done.
Over an hour.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.